أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
وإذا ربك فارغب لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, by the fig and the olive, and the Mount of Sinai, and the city of security,
it's the key to all of Asia, the hub of the wheel, an economic and cultural crossroads. The blessed region of Bilad al-Sham historically includes modern-day Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine. However, the area now called Syria has always been one of the most crucial parts of Bilad al-Sham.
فنحن الآن نحدثكم من قلب الشام. هذا البلد المبارك شامنا شام الرسول. حياكم الله وبياكم ونبارك للمسلمين جميعا ونبارك لكم ونبارك للعالم أجمع هذا النصر الكبير.
Syria has been a military stronghold for Islam from the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to the fight against the Crusades and the defense against the Mongols. Syria sat at the crossroads of major trade routes connecting Arabia, Persia, India, and the Mediterranean. Its fertile lands made it a major producer of wholesome wheat, olives, and fruits. Syria was the hub of Islamic scholarship. As the capital of the Umayyad dynasty, Syria became the heart of the Islamic Khilafah and an all-important political and administrative center. Hearing the tales of this civilizational powerhouse fills one with a sense of nostalgia and awe, and a deep longing to follow the footsteps on this well-treaded path to discover the vibrancy and blessedness of Syria for oneself.
300, 200, QR 410 to Damascus. Beside me here in the flight deck is Captain Rahul, Captain Jose, and in our cabin today is Cabin Service Director Miss Tracy, along with our award-winning team. Flight time today, we're expecting around 2 hours 50 minutes and we'll be cruising at an altitude of 40,000 feet.
It's just after 9 a.m. on February the 9th, 2025, and flight QR410 is 2 hours away from landing in Damascus, the capital of Syria. Aboard is a two-man team from Radio Islam International, excited but uncertain on what to expect from this trailblazing mission. Almost exactly 2 months prior, Syria had witnessed the dramatic fall of its notorious dictator, and with it, the despotic dynasty he represented. It was also seemingly the end of a brutal war spanning 14 years, which carried a most weighty toll of blood and bombs.
When the regime of Bashar al-Assad fell, it was not only the end of the rule of a dictator, but it was now the end of a brutal dynasty. The people of Syria could at last breathe somewhat. It was an interesting time for the Ummah. People were still surprised, taken aback by what had happened and how swiftly it had happened. People were somewhat shocked, skeptical, and There was a lot of speculation about what the future looked like for the people of Syria. It was at that time that Maulana Ibrahim Musa made a very good suggestion to the management of Radio Islam that our listeners and the community in general would benefit from a first-hand account of the stories of the Syrian people, stories of resilience, steadfastness, patience, stories of hope, stories of victory, that the atrocities that were perpetrated by the regime and those associated with the regime needed to be highlighted and needed to be exposed, that the dynamics on the ground needed to be understood firsthand, and that the factors that would determine the future of Syria be explained thoroughly through the perspective of the Syrian people themselves. That is what gave rise to discussion, and finally, alhamdulillah, the decision to send a two-man reporting team, Maulana Ibrahim Musa and Maulana Bilal Vaid, to go on behalf of Radio Islam and its listeners in the Muslim community of South Africa and glean this information directly and share it with the broader community and the broader ummah.
Actually, it's partially cloudy, and as we prepare the cabin for the approach and landing, the elevator is in commission.
Armed with broadcast equipment, multiple phones, notebooks and power banks, we sit pensive as the descent into Damascus begins. We had been warned that Syria is experiencing winter and to come appropriately dressed for the weather. However, as touchdown approached, the season on board appeared more like spring. Fellow passengers, who previously seemed subdued, suddenly erupted into cheering and applause as they realized they have indeed reached Damascus. Syrian flags suddenly emerged and a lively chatter filled the air. A lady impulsively makes sujood on the tarmac as soon as she disembarks the plane. The emotional gravity of the moment dawns upon us. These are Syrians forced into exile, returning home for the first time in over 10 years. For so many, this feels too good to be true. They never imagined ever returning to their homeland, more so with the dictator of Syria gone. In contrast to their colourful emotions, the Damascus airport is quite a pitiful sight. Abandoned aircraft stand on the runways, and there are hardly any planes present. The arrivals hall also shows signs of neglect and being stuck in time. Despite this, the immigration, visa and baggage procedures are functional. The reception from officials is circumspect but welcoming. We soon emerge to the lively scenes of Syrians joyfully reuniting with their loved ones amid special cultural displays and welcome songs. It's an uplifting first taste of the new Syria and a fitting way to arrive in the heartland of Islam and the capital of Iman. The start of 7 days of warmness, hospitality, rediscovery, heartbreak, Iman boosters and inquiry. The start of 7 days in Syria.
Alhamdulillah. Many of these objectives were achieved, immediate reportage took place, and now, in the form of this documentary, more details will be shared and more angles to the past experience, the current experience, and the future prospects of the Syrian people from their own perspective will be shared with our listeners, inshallah.
أيها الإخوة المسلمون إخواننا في جنوب أفريقيا وفي بلاد المسلمين في العالم حياكم الله وبياكم
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر It actually brought back memories for me 20 years ago when I visited the very same masjid, and we had the opportunity of meeting the great alim and scholar of that time, Sheikh Abdul Razak Halabi, and he was at that time also after the Fajr Salah conducting the lesson in Sahih Muslim. And this time we had the great fortune of sitting in the lesson of the current Imam and the Khatib of the Masjid, Sheikh Fawaz al-Nimr.
Sham in itself, you'll find some beautiful, beautiful places. And we really benefit, like even if you're jogging up the road, like it's really nice to jog here, like with the air and the view and everything. For me, what makes this area special for me personally is the community.